Hello.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, it's a hard-hitting question to lead off. What happened to UMass a couple weekends ago at Gillette?
I have no idea. I don't know. The guys just, I guess they weren't ready for the environment here, the Gillette Stadium, you know what I mean, the playing in the big house. I don't know. They let a good one get away that day.
Just joking with you, Evan. I have a serious question. It's on Danny Woodhead, and I was hoping you could assess his blitz pickup to this point.
Blitz pickup to this point? Great. He's done a great job with it. The guy's a very smart guy. He sees the defense very well. He understands the rules and assignments. He's done an excellent job of picking up our schemes. And most importantly, he's been doggone very effective as a blocker. He stood up against guys when he's had to, and he's cut them down when he's had the opportunity to.
I've seen you guys in training camp work on that drill, the one-on-one against the linebackers in the
Yeah, play. Yeah.
Do you guys still do that, or is that more restricted to training camp?
No, we'll still do that. We try to get it in every once in a while. It's kind of hard to get in, during the training camp, you have more individual periods. During the season, you got so much teamwork to do, it's kind of hard to get to it. But sometimes we'll do it post-practice.
It's been, in this fourth quarter against the Vikings, when Ben Jarvis had, I think, 71 yards, what were you seeing where you could attack them, or what was he doing well against that defense?
Well, it wasn't just Benny. It was everybody. I mean, the guys were in tune to what was going on. They've done a great job of preparing for him. They had a good idea what's going to happen and what to expect. And they got out there and they just went after it. But it wasn't just Benny. It was everybody up front. Those guys up front did a hell of a job. Now, I mean, they created some running lanes there. It gave Benny a chance to make a play or two.
Coach, it seems like we've seen a dip in the number of touches that Sammy Morris has had this year. Is that just a personnel thing? Is it an attempt to get Benny more carries, the work that Danny has done? What's the reason behind that?
Well, there's really no reason. We go into every week trying to utilize everybody. And the game plan sort of plays out as it plays out from one week to the other. Last week at San Diego, Danny was in the game for 39 plays to Benny's, 18? You know what I mean? It varies from week to week as far as what's going to be successful for us to win. And we're going to do whatever it takes to win. And Sammy's, the stuff that we had set for him, the things that we're doing with him, just didn't dial up that game or this game. But the next week, who knows? Who really knows what's going to happen, what's going to be successful? But all our guys are scheduled to play, and we try to use everybody in the course of the game.
Kevin, how difficult a season has it been for you? You think you have going in Maroney and Falk, and then Lawrence gets traded. Falk has his injury, and you end up with basically a pretty much a new group. I mean, what has that been like dealing with for you, first with Lawrence's trade and then with Kevin's injury?
Well, it hasn't been Kevin's injury's been, Kevin was special to me. I mean, he's a special dude. He's special with the team. He's missing him for his sake was different, was really different. It's been a while since he's missed this much time. He's always been there, and he's done a great job for us. But as far as the rest of the guys, we knew everybody's a good player, and guys can win. We can win with those guys, and that was a big deal for us. And you play with who you got, and the good news is we're going to have guys back. The trade for Lawrence was a good deal for Lawrence and the team. So, sometimes you got to pull the trigger on those kind of decisions. But I think as long as we got guys here that can win for us and get the job done, to me that's what matters. That's what matters. And I think we have to do what's best for the team whenever we make a decision like that. And that's what we try to
do. From your perspective, Coach, how frustrating a year has this been for Fred Taylor?
Boy, I can't speak for Fred on that one. I really can't. That's nobody knows what goes through his mind, what goals he has set in the whole package. But I don't think it was what he had hoped for. I just put it that way. But it's kind of hard to kind of hard to say. That's something he needs to answer for you.
Ivan, when you see Danny, that I believe was a 3rd-and-12 play, and he makes the play, makes a key move, what is it about him that he's able to continue to make plays like that and come up big in games like he did again this past week?
Well, we call those guys playmakers. No, they are. Those guys, they have that. I mean, that's why they're on the field. I mean, you go back to Kevin Falk and think of the catches Kevin made throughout the years. One hand grab in the end zone. No, some of those guys have that ability. Randy Moss is one of the best deep threats in the history of the NFL. Danny has a little knack about him. He knows how to make things happen when he gets the ball in his hands, and that's what's attracted us to the guy. And he hasn't let us down. Boy, he hasn't let us down one bit. But those guys, that's something they have. They have that ability to make a play when given the opportunity. And they're the kind of guys that you win with.
Do you know what Woodhead was before he arrived? Like, when there's scouting running backs, are you looking too? And
when he came out of college?
No, when he came onto your team right before the Jets came. I mean, did you...
Yeah, we have seen him before. We have seen his films. We saw him play for the Jets. The guys, they evaluate everybody in this league now. Let's be honest. There are not too many guys that don't get evaluated upstairs. So they had an idea about the guy, and the opportunity came, one, when we lost Kevin, and two, he became available. And it was kind of, let's see if this really is true, if this guy is as good as we think he is. And we lucked out there. We lucked out and got ourselves a nice find.
Have any sense at this point if you might see Fred on the practice field this week?
Oh, I don't know. Jim will let us know later. I'm sure as I go into my staff meeting today at probably about 2, I guess, and we start talking about tomorrow's practices, I'll be told whether Fred's going to be up or down. But that's going to come from the doctors. You know, he's been getting his treatments and doing the workouts as much as he can. And if they think he's ready, they'll turn him loose. But I'll wait to hear that when I get in the staff meetings.
On Fred, looking ahead, you get excited about the idea that maybe as you get deeper into the season and you got to run the ball in cold weather, perhaps, that you have a guy like that you might be able to call on.
Yes, you know that. You know that. We need every one of those guys we can get. And you know how things go, guys get nicked up, and we're going to need him at some time. We really are. And Fred's a guy that's played in those key games at the end of the year, and he's also played in pressure games. He's played in bad weather. You know, it'd be exciting for me to have him back, no doubt about it. Have that experience and that ability back on the field, that playmaking ability back on the field. Yes, sir. I'd love to have it.
And sort of a similar question with Logan Mankins, just as the running backs coach, obviously you see a 2-time Pro Bowl guard come in. What's your thought on that?
Are you kidding? The guys are jumping for joy. Having another playmaker like him come back to us? Sure. Plus he's fresh. Yeah, we're kind of excited about it. No doubt about it. We're kind of excited about it. We can't wait to see where he's at out in the practice field.
Take a final question.
Ivan, you talked about Sammy not getting a lot of snaps, but is he still really involved in helping? Obviously, Benny's still young and Danny's still young. Is he really helping them and, you know, mentoring them as they're carrying the run game?
He runs the meetings. He runs the running back meetings when we have our little individual meeting sessions, and they're watching film and going through the reads and the blitz pickups and stuff. He runs it. Heck yeah, he's done a great job with it. Sammy's a great guy now. You're talking about a guy that's not getting a lot of opportunities, that's standing up strong for the team. He's a hell of a team player, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And he's one of the reasons why things function so smooth around here with those guys. And any player, any great player wants the ball. I mean, that's the nature of the game. And when you're not getting a lot of opportunities, to be able to stand in there and still be a team player, hey, you got to appreciate that. And we appreciate a guy like Sammy, no doubt about it.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, everybody.
All right, guys.
Thank you.